I was listening to the radio and I heard a story about a Christian in a restaurant up in South Carolina. He gone into this restaurant that morning and he wanted breakfast. And apparently the server, the waitress, had a very nasty mood. So she walks up to the table and she says, "Okay, out with it. What do you want?" And he looked up at her and he smiled. He said, "I'd like some breakfast, please." And she says, "Well, you want bacon?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "You want eggs?" He said, "Yes, ma'am." And she goes, she scribbles on the pad, and she says, "I suppose you want some orange juice or something with that as well." And he said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Is there anything you can say? Is that all? Can you only say yes, ma'am?" And he smiled at her and he said, "Yes, ma'am." She stormed off in a huff. And she went and, you know, put in the order and came back and kind of slammed the plate in front of him and slid the orange juice over. And he said, "Thank you, ma'am." And he ate. And as he got up to leave, after he paid his bill, he laid a $20 bill on the table when he left. And he was almost to the door and she stopped him and she said, "Hey, you know you left some money on the table." And he said, "Well, do y'all tip up in these parts? And where I'm from, we usually leave a tip." She said, "You're leaving me a $20 tip?" He said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Why would you do that? After the way I treated you, what would make you leave me a $20 tip?" He said, "Well, I could tell you were hurting. And the way you were behaving made it obvious that there was pain in your life. And I don't know what that pain was, and I don't know if you want to talk about it. But I was hoping perhaps that little tip could help in some kind of way." And the woman stopped and looked at him. Tears filled her eyes. And she said, "Well, my son is sick. And this morning I did not want to leave him. So I had to leave him at home with pneumonia to come to work, or else I couldn't pay to take him to the doctor." And as she cried and she talked to him about it, she explained that in trying to take care of him, she ran late to work. So when she got into work, she had already tried to call in and they wouldn't let her off. And then when she got there late and she got chewed out by her boss. So she was in a horrible mood. And she couldn't understand why this man would show her any kind of kindness when she had treated him such. And he said, "Well, my mom always told me that no matter how people treat me, to remember who I am and whose I am." And she said, "What do you mean, whose you are?" He said, "I belong to Jesus. And Jesus would not have let your attitude upset him this morning. And I'm part of the body of Christ. So I have to let Jesus affect my attitude, not you." And they talked for another few minutes. And she asked for what church he went to. And that next Sunday, she went and gave her life over to the Lord. From that one man and his yes ma'ams.